Welcome to each and every one of you, members of Parkinson's Recovery Support Group. So I want to wish each and every one of you a happy new year, 2023. May the coming year be divine for each and every one of you. I really have some exciting news to report about the results of the last year's, and that's just been, of course, a couple of days ago, Parkinson's Recovery Survey. And then we're going to obviously open it up to anybody who has topics you want to discuss or questions that need to be addressed. So just as a reminder, the Parkinson's Recovery Survey that I sponsor every single year during the holiday season has two questions. The first question is, since the holiday season 1 year ago, have you been generally feeling better, the same, or worse? Now, I anchor this on the holiday season because it's really difficult for all of us to know whether or not we're getting better or worse. And so my idea was, okay, we can pretty much think back over to that last holiday, what we were doing and how we were feeling. So that's the reason we anchor that on the holiday season. I have been conducting this particular survey for a number of years. So the question is, well, why? What's the reason? What's the purpose? I founded Parkinson's Recovery now 2 decades ago, 20 years ago. And the really passion behind the establishment of Parkinson's Recovery has been to challenge the false belief that's widespread and generally believed by medical care professionals as well as individuals diagnosed with Parkinson's disease that this condition is, quote, this is a chilling statement, degenerative. If you go on to a search in the internet about Parkinson's, you'll see the same statement over and over again. And it says, look, you've been diagnosed, and I'm sorry to report that while you're not going to die of this anytime soon, you're going to get worse and worse. And by the way, we've got some listings of some nursing homes and some possibilities for wheelchairs, et cetera, et cetera. Now, how depressing is that? My mother was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. She took lots and lots of medications, not only for Parkinson's, but for other conditions. Mom really did get worse and worse every year and ultimately died of a stroke, which was clearly due to the fact that she was taking over 12 medications at the same time. So she had an interaction of the medications that really wound up being the reason why she died. So I thought to myself, there's got to be another way. There's got to be other approaches that would enable individuals to actually reverse their symptoms or certainly claim their life back. So that's the reason I established Parkinson's Recovery, and that's really the reason for this question. So when I first started doing this, again, it's been a number of years ago, I thought, gosh, I wonder how many people are going to report that they were actually better over the past year. And the surprise, and I have to say to me, I thought, well, maybe we'll get 10% or so people who will report back that they were better. Over the years, the average proportion of individuals who report they've been better is, get this, 24%. So, of course, the statement is pretty obvious. All right, so if it is true, in fact, that this condition is degenerative, then there would be zero persons who would report that they were feeling better over the previous year. Zero. No one. And yet we've got over 250 individuals over the years that have reported that, in fact, they were feeling better over the period of the last year. So I thought, okay, this really is compelling evidence to suggest that, well, wait a minute, this belief is false. It's just simply not true. Now, the other really exciting news of the 2022 survey is that this result actually improved rather dramatically. So as it turns out, the total percent of persons that reported they were either the better or about the same, the average over a number of years has been 66%, about two-thirds of individuals. In other words, they didn't get worse. They were either the same or they were better. And yet in this last year, that proportion has been increased from 66% to 72%. 72%. So I have to say that I feel as though we really are making wonderful progress in terms of people being able to find all sorts of options, methods, therapies that have enabled them to have substantial improvement in their symptoms. Now, the proportion of individuals that were actually reporting in this last survey that they were better was 32%, not 24%, but 32%. So these really are encouraging results. So let's just step back, and I now have personally had contact with over 1,000 individuals who've had a diagnosis of Parkinson's disease. Again, I've been doing this for quite a while. So I got just really hundreds and hundreds of reports of what people are told when they go to a neurologist or to a medical care professional about their condition. And this is not always the case, but generally the reports are the following. Well, I went in to my doctor. My doctor said, okay, we're going to do a number of different tests to see if we can determine what your situation is. And so they prescribed some actually pretty invasive tests for the most part, MRIs, could be CAT scans, could be PET scans. All sorts of other things, depending on the medical professional involved. So the tests are done, which, of course, are very expensive. And then the person comes back, and the medical professional says, well, we have a final determination that you have Parkinson's disease. They just make that as a summary, clear, unequivocal statement. You have Parkinson's disease. They give that label. And we're going to prescribe some medicine to see if we can't enable you to find relief from your symptoms. And by the way, I'm sorry to report that your condition is degenerative. You're going to be getting worse and worse every year. We've got some professionals here, some nursing assistants who can provide some special assistance if you need wheelchairs, if you need nursing homes. That support is available for you. Now, okay, that's pretty devastating, and I've had a number of people who've told me how horrible, how traumatic that is. Of course it's traumatic. Of course it's horrible. Here this person is saying definitively that this person, this client, this patient has Parkinson's disease, and they're definitively saying, well, I'm sorry, but I know 100%, I'm sorry to report, it's going to get worse and worse. So you know that, you're not dying tomorrow, but you're going to get worse and worse. All right, wait a minute. Let's step back from that and look at the reality of what really just happened. The medical professional is unequivocally stating that you have a condition called, quote, Parkinson's disease. All right, so what's the basis of that? So the truth is that if that particular patient or if you went to a second healthcare professional, neurologist or otherwise, it's very possible they would say, oh, I don't think you have this thing called Parkinson's disease. I don't know what you have, or you have something else. In other words, you'll get a different opinion. Why is that? The reason is there is no definitive way to determine whether or not a person has, quote, Parkinson's disease. It doesn't exist. You don't get that result from a PET scan or an MRI. Now, there's a lot of evidence to suggest from a PET scan that, yeah, there's some deterioration in the cells that actually produce dopamine in your midbrain. And so persons will say, oh, yep, that's clear. You've got Parkinson's disease. But you can only do a diagnosis if you have other symptoms that you can couple that with. And, of course, the other reality is the body is able to regenerate and rejuvenate. And so even if you have some difficulties with the cells in your midbrain that make dopamine, they can rejuvenate. What I'm saying is that there's no definitive way to say that a person has Parkinson's disease. And, of course, what I'm also saying is, okay, whatever the condition is, doesn't matter what label is put on it, you obviously have symptoms, it is not degenerative. So that's been my passion, and I think we're making some progress in convincing people that, wait a minute, okay, the medical professional said, yes, it's degenerative, but wait a minute, I don't think that's true. I'm not going to buy in to that false belief. I'm going to hold a very different belief system, which is the body knows how to heal itself. The body knows how to rejuvenate and regenerate. So I'm going to find some natural approaches, natural therapies that will enable me to celebrate a relief from the symptoms that I am currently experiencing. Again, that's really the purpose for Parkinson's recovery, is to provide a wide variety of options we have determined that are helping some people find relief from their symptoms, so that you can pick and choose from those that actually are ones that will enable you to also celebrate recovery in its most divine sense. Now, the second question, actually, that we ask in these surveys is, okay, what are the therapies, methods, or approaches that are helping you to be able to celebrate relief from your symptoms? In other words, let's get a specific listing. Now, as a researcher, I know it's a lot easier to be able to digest the results and analyze the results if you give people specific categories to answer. And I decided, look, if I really want to know what's helping people, I'll just ask them to tell me, okay, tell me what's really helping you feel better. So I get a really, from some people, an extensive list, and some other people, I don't get much of a list at all. But what I want to now report to you is the results when I do this hand-generated, as a researcher, it takes quite a bit of time, analysis of, okay, how many people reported that, for example, medications or supplements were useful in enabling them to celebrate relief from their symptoms. Now, in the early years of doing this survey, I found that quite a few people were mentioning medications, and thankfully, the medications do help some people, so we're really delighted to see that that's an option that helps some people. And you typically, you would think that that would be the top mentioned therapy or option. And in the early stages, it was pretty frequent that people would report medications were the one particular option that was helping them the most. And yet in this last year, in the survey of 2022, that result was dramatically shifted. And I guess it's been 12 or 14 years ago, I began to document the fact that exercise was a useful option for persons diagnosed with neurological challenges. And so more and more people began to realize, oh, that really does help. And so finally, we've got quite a bit of healthcare professionals on board with recommending to their patients that exercise is helpful. More and more people are doing it. When we see the number of reports of individuals that say, oh, what's really helping me is exercise, the reports are four times the reports of persons who report medications and or supplements are useful. Four times. So if I would say, if you have anything to remember about this particular presentation here in our December 2022 support group gathering, it is, if you do anything, I mean anything, exercise. I mean, it's very clear that that's helping the most people. Now, what are the other particular options or therapies that are the most frequently mentioned helpful therapies? Now, we've got many, many, many options that people are reporting. So there's a long list that I'll be providing more and more information about over the coming months. But the top five of those that were listed are the following. Exercise, as I just mentioned. Number two, medication and supplements. And then the following. Qigong photobiomodulation. That's low-level laser light therapy, meditation, and physical therapy. Now, I'm going to be providing some more detailed information about each of these therapies, especially for those of you that don't know a lot about them. And for the one that I think we find maybe has really stood out this year relative to previous years is this therapy of photobiomodulation. Now, that's really a very awkward term that the researchers have now laid on to what used to be known as low-level laser light therapy. The researchers couldn't really decide on what low really was. They had different opinions, and so they decided, well, let's just use a different term. And so they all decided on using this term, photobiomodulation. So it's known as very different kind of terminologies when you look at the research evidence over the last 40 years. We've got lots of studies, but they're not necessarily listed under photobiomodulation. So I saw that a number of people listed photobiomodulation as a useful therapy. And so I thought, okay, well, what does the recent research specifically focused on Parkinson's say about photobiomodulation? We've got three amazing studies just in 2021 and 22 that have some really encouraging results. Now, one of the conclusions of this study is the following. Photobiomodulation was shown to be a safe and potentially effective treatment for a range of clinical signs and symptoms of Parkinson's disease. Improvements were maintained for as long as treatment continued for up to 1 year in a neurological disease where decline is typically expected. There it is again. You see those kind of statements all over the place. So this clearly is a treatment that can't be used for a short period of time. A person gets better and then they can discontinue the treatment. It's a treatment that really requires ongoing exposure. And of course, that's the same case for medications. We've got another study conclusion. And I'm going to turn my paper over and see if we can now state what the conclusion of this second study is. This novel proof-of-concept study demonstrated that photobiomodulation therapy is safe and reduces disease severity of, again, Parkinson's disease. So, again, what I'm saying is that as I look at the recent research, I'm really very encouraged. When we interviewed initially the inventor of these wonderful photobiomodulation devices, they're these kind of helmet devices that you put on your head. They look a little weird, I have to admit. Dr. Lu Lim, when I interviewed him in 2018, when we really knew very little about this therapy, he reported that if a person used the devices that they acquired from his company, Violite, which is a company in Toronto, if it didn't provide them the relief that they were hoping to celebrate, then he said, please return the device. And he gave 6 months, not 1 week or 1 month, but 6 months to use this device. And if it didn't help, then he was going to provide an 80% refund. Now, I have to tell you, when I heard him say that, I thought, oh, my goodness, I want some people to try this particular therapy out, because it seems to me the risk is relatively minimal compared to the potential benefits. We didn't have a lot of research back in 2018. We did have people in my global audience who decided they would take the risk and acquire the device. They started using it. And what happened was we saw that 90%, 9 out of 10 users kept their devices and only 1 out of 10 actually returned the device. So all of a sudden I realized, whoa, that means that we have an overwhelming proportion of individuals who are using this particular therapy are finding that it's useful. Now, we don't have a direct report that it was useful, but clearly there's pretty good evidence that if they're keeping the device when the incentive is to get an 80% refund, if it didn't help, that they're going to get an 80% refund. So I thought, boy, that's really encouraging. So we've continued to re-interview Dr. Lim on a subsequent interview. Dr. Lim, because I guess people with Parkinson's really were able to celebrate relief, actually invented a follow-up device called the X Plus, which is specifically delivering light to the midbrain, of course, which is the source of issues for the body's ability to produce dopamine naturally. And a lot of people then with Parkinson's diagnoses have been using the X Plus as well as something called the Neuro Gamma device. So that's one of the top-rated therapies, and it's one that I want to make sure that all of you know about. We're putting out some very detailed information about that. I'll give you some links in the notes that I send out to you after our support group gathering today. So you'll see some detailed information, some clips of my interviews with Dr. Lim, some of the research evidence, some of the studies, so you'll be able to do your own review. I think initially, when I saw the preliminary evidence, again, this therapy, remember, is 40 years old, so it's been around for quite a while. I really thought that I think the one confident statement that I can make is that this therapy can help reverse dementia, because we had some really encouraging studies of persons who had dementia that used the device, and they found that it reversed dementia. What I didn't really know for sure is whether or not it would address symptoms associated with the diagnosis of Parkinson's disease. The more recent studies have actually shown compelling results that, in fact, it is useful, it is helpful, it does provide relief from those symptoms. Now, not necessarily total relief, but people have been reporting that it really is a useful therapy to use. Now, again, you have to do it on a regular basis, particularly for individuals experiencing some severe symptoms every day. It takes about 20 minutes. So it takes a commitment. It takes some financial resources to acquire these devices. But I think it's something that really everybody can actually consider and take seriously. So I think as I look back on the rather dramatic increase of the proportion of individuals that are reporting that they're better, that I'm wondering if that might be because we have more and more individuals who are getting the photobiomodulation therapy and are being able to celebrate some symptom relief as a result of that therapy. That's the encouraging result that we got. Again, look forward to seeing more and more very specific presentations of these other therapies that we find are useful. We've actually interviewed experts in all of these areas, and so my plan is to be able to extract some clips of interviews with individuals who've talked about these therapies and be able to provide some additional information about what we know as it pertains to a diagnosis of Parkinson's disease. Now, the other therapies that have also been useful, not top ranked, but also therapies that have been useful, and we have reports from a number of individuals, are the following: acupuncture, deep brain stimulation. Now, again, not everybody reports that as useful, and that's true for all of these therapies. Diet, massage, breathing or breath work, chiropractic, macuna, music, Tai Chi, and again, there are dozens and dozens and dozens of other amazing suggestions that people say are therapies that have been helpful to them in being able to celebrate relief from their symptoms. So that's the short version of what we found in terms of the results of our Parkinson's Recovery Survey. Again, there's a lot more detail. There's some specifics of some options and therapies that people have found have been useful. What I do know is that we, of course, have people who are saying they're not doing as well last year. In other words, they're worse. And when we look at what they report as being helpful, there are not very many reports of people who are basically not reporting that they're the same or better. Now, that may be because they've tried a lot of different therapies and they're not useful. I think in another case, it's probably true that they haven't explored a number of the options that can be potentially be useful. So what we know is that when we look at the people who are better and we look at the listings of therapies that they say are useful, that list doesn't just say, okay, I'm better and it's because of this therapy. That's not what I see. What I see is a person says, oh no, I've been better, and here is the listing of therapies that I find are useful. And I'll typically see anywhere from 4 to 5 or 6. In one case, I think there was 15 or 16 different therapies that were listed. So there's no magical fix to the challenge of neurological difficulties. But what people have found is there's a combination of therapies that are unique to them, to their individual situation, to the reasons that are causing their symptoms. And so when people begin to experiment, what they really are able to discover and reveal to themselves is, oh my goodness, if I use this combination of options and therapies, that's what's going to really do the magic for me personally. And of course, the other kind of a result that I see commonly is there's no similar combination of therapies across individuals that say they're better. Each person has a different set. Everybody is different. And the reason is because the factors that are causing these symptoms are unique to the individual. There's so many reasons why these neurological symptoms occur that you have to figure out what's causing your symptoms, and then you can identify the therapies that can actually be useful in helping you to reverse them. So that's kind of a general overview of the results of the survey. Again, I'm going to be sending out emails and also, of course, in the news from Robert's website on your member website listings of all the websites that we update every single day. We'll be obviously reporting the results of these very specific therapies, so you get more information on each and every one of them. So let me now open up the line to Bill and say, Bill, hello and happy new year to you.
Hey, Robert, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. We've got a beautiful day in Washington after rain, and more rain to come. But no,
yeah,
no.
Did you get any flooding?
Well, there was a lot of rain. We did have flooding in downtown Olympia in the streets. But where we live, we didn't have any. We're pretty high up on the ground here. What's the weather down there like in L.A.?
Everything's good here. We had rain for a number of days in a row, which is pretty unusual. So,
well, you need water, so that's good news.
Yeah, that's for sure. I don't have anything particular to discuss today, Robert. I just wanted to call in and wish you a happy new year and thank you for all the good work you've done over the past year.
Oh, thank you, Bill. It's wonderful to hear from you. Thank you for the good greetings and blessings for the new year, and the same back to you. May the following year prove to be divine for you and your family.
Well, thank you.
And as I'm looking at other folks who might have been called in, we don't see anybody else who called in, and that's how we were able to actually have these actual live discussions. I'm looking to see if we've got any questions or topics that we need to have discussed. I don't see any there. I know because this is New Year's Day that we have a light turnout for our support group gathering. So if you're listening to this recording and you do have questions or topics you want to have fleshed out, feel free to contact me. I'm really always available to you. My email address is on all of the correspondence I send out, robert@parkinsonsrecovery.com. My cell phone number is 360-789-1658. Please feel free to call. I'm happy to help and provide whatever support will enable you to celebrate a successful recovery during the new year, 2023. And that's what's happening here on the shores of the Puget Sound on this New Year's Day, 2023, where all the women are smart, all the men are handsome, and of course, all of the children are profoundly loved. Know that by virtue of the simple fact that you are a Parkinson's Recovery member, that you are listening to our support group gatherings, that you're following up on all the many, many suggestions of therapies, methods, and options that are enabling some individuals to celebrate symptom relief, that you indeed are traveling down the road to recovery in your own time, making your own choices, using the inner wisdom and instincts that you know are what you know to be the answers for being able to heal whatever neurological challenges you currently experience. Thank you so much for being a supporter of Parkinson's Recovery. Again, we have many, many, as you well know, free resources that we provide to individuals in our global audience, and we're able to do that because of the support of you and other members of Parkinson's Recovery. So thank you so much for being here, a supporter of Parkinson's Recovery. And again, I'm always here for you. Let me know how I can help and provide whatever support you are hoping to get during this new year, 2023. May you have a fantastic and a divine new year.